Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. أما بعد, we begin by praising Allah Azza wa Jal, the praise which He deserves, and may His peace and blessings be upon His most beloved in the creation, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and the Sahaba Ikram and the Saliheen of this Ummah and the previous Ummah. In this world you see people, meaning yourself and others, in pursuit of something, a purpose, to achieve something. Almost everything which people are in search and are striving, without the right guidance and revelationary guidance given to them, it can be summed up in two objectives which they are trying to achieve. One is called Hubbe Jah, the love of fame and the love of name and honor and the love of prestige. They want to, or we want to, rule over others. We want others to be slaved, enslaved in front of us. So people who want, you see, they are tremendously wealthy. So when they become wealthy, now they intend that we have got the wealth, the money. The one thing is missing, that people do not know us. Log hame jante nahi. What shall we do? Kya karna chahiye? To Buzurgan Deen ne ye farmaya hai ki jitne bhi log bahir duniya mein mehnat mushaqqat kar rahe hain, wo do maqasid ke liye kar rahe hain. एक हुब्बे जा है उसमें, जिसमें अपनी बढ़ाई का इजहार दूसरों पर करने के लिए. That is what means हुब्बे जा, the love of fame and prestige and honor. So a person who is campaigning to become prime minister or an MP or a governor or a councillor, we are not being cynical. There will be some true people, but majority is not pursuing these types of careers to serve other people. To serve other people, but it is the love to be known, that some people should know that I am the president, I am the secretary, I have this certain ohda or office. Then people in material wealth, when they excel, also they want people to know them and respect them. So some people, they do such trivial things with wealth, that because they have wealth and they think that they own has absolute right over, so it is up to them. Like someone was mentioning in the media that someone gave someone else gift a 10,000-pound toothpick. So now that 10,000-pound toothpick really is not serving any purpose, except that they want that person, they want to be stand out. کہ دانت صاف کرنے والی پیلی کسی نے کسی کو تحفہ دیا ہے 10,000 pounds کی ایک پیلی جو سونے یا کسی چیز سے بنی ہوئی ہے. So it is not serving a purpose as such that it will be useful, but it is to so that they are glorified, they are mentioned. People who go in media or singing or acting, it is not an easy thing which they have done, but it's all to become a superstar or a star, film star or pop star or whatever. But all comes back to one thing, that they want people to know them and to honor them and respect them, that such and such person is a film star, such and such person is an I'm pop star, I am president, I am Prime Minister, I am Governor, I am head of the family, I am a tribal leader. So there can be different means and different manifestations. شکلیں مختلف ہو سکتی ہیں اس کی, لیکن پیچھے بزرگان دین اولیاء اللہ نے یہ فرمایا ہے, the Salihin said that there is one purpose, that they are in pursuit of greatness. وہ کبر اور بڑائی کی تلاش میں ہیں سب, جس طرح بھی مل جائے, ہاؤ ایور دے کین. سیکنڈ تھنگ وچ پیپل آر ان پرسوٹ اور دے آر ان سرچ آف اور دے آر ٹرائنگ ٹو اچیو از ٹو فلفل دیئر اون سیلفش ڈیزائرس, نفس کی جو خواہشات ہیں, حب جس کو شہوت کہتے ہیں, ڈیزائر. بس یہ دو چیزیں ہیں جس کے میں انسان تباہ ہو جاتا ہے. All the sins, they can be listed under these two categories. Either it will be shahwat, it can be shahwat of sin, shahwat of zina, shahwat of women, shahwat of wealth, anger, things like this, or the love of fame and honor and glory. I want. People die because of this. Abu Jahl was a full, complete manifestation of this takabbur and kibr and glory, that he knew in his heart that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Prophet and Messenger of Allah. He used to say that I know that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Messenger of Allah. But he said that all my this tribal leadership, and I am a leader of Makkah and Quraysh and I am Sardar, that will go away. I have to give that up. Once I read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will have to give this up. I cannot do this. So knowingly in heart that Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah, the love of fame and jah did not let him win. Similarly, the Jewish tribes in Arab, Arabia, Jews had nothing to do with Arabia, where Makkah or Medina, their land was Palestine, and there with Musa al-Islam, near where they lived. Almost. Jerusalem, as now you see as well, that they are saying it's our land and etc. We should live here. It's our right, it's our ancestral right to be here. So in the beginning as well, when they were living a time after Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, they were living in that area. So the reason they migrated to Makkatul Makarma or Madinatul Munawwara, at that time it was called Yasrib, because they had known and told by their scholars کہ دا نبی آخر الزمان دا لاسٹ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از گوئنگ ٹو میک دا اناؤنسمنٹ آف پروفیٹ ہوڈ ان عربیا اینڈ ہی از گوئنگ ٹو مائگریٹ ٹو اے پلیس ویئر دے ول بی ڈینسلی پاپولیٹڈ ود پام ٹریز اینڈ دے سرچڈ ویئر آر ڈینسلی پاپولیٹڈ ایریا اینڈ دے فاؤنڈ یسرب نیئر یسرب ویئر ناؤ مدینہ تو نبی اور مدینہ تو منورہ از دا ڈرتے سو دے کیم اینڈ لیو دیئر دیر واز نو نو ون لیونگ دیئر اٹ واز یسرب مینز اے لینڈ اور سٹی آف ڈیزیز اینڈ ڈسکمفرٹ دیر واز آلویز ڈیزیز دیئر اتنی بیماری تھی بیماری لوگ بیمار رہتے تھے مر جاتے تھے آل دا ٹائم حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اینڈ حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ وین دے ایون مائگریٹڈ دے آلسو ور اسٹرک ود دوز ڈیزیز اینڈ دے ور سیئنگ دیٹ آر ڈیتھ از نیئر ٹو اس دین آور شو لیسز اینڈ وی ہیو ٹو ڈو دا ورک آف اسلام اینڈ ڈیتھ از نیئر اس اینڈ وی آر ڈائنگ ود دیز ڈیزیز دے ور اسٹرک ود ملیریا اینڈ ادر ٹائپ آف ڈیزیز وچ ور پریولنٹ دیئر سو دے کمپلین to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of their condition. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for Madinatul Munawwara that Allah azza wa jal clear that city from those diseases. So it's, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the prayer of his beloved messenger and it was free from the disease. Otherwise no one was living there, outsiders they were not there. But Jewish people, they were so adamant, they were so giving us such a great sacrifice. They said, no matter there are so many diseases, but the last prophet is going to migrate here. We are going to receive him. We are going to accept him. And because there has always, after Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, all the prophets from the descendants of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, they were coming from Bani Israel, the children of Israel. It was the title of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Israel. His title was Israel. So all the prophets were coming. So Jews were expecting that 100% prophets who came before, they came from Bani Israel amongst us, this tribe, this descendancy. So it will, again the prophet will come from us. So they thought, how is it that we, if we don't go there, how is the prophet going to come? So maybe the prophet is going to come in the children of those people, those Jewish people, those Bani Israel, who will stay in Medina or Makkah. So they all went, because they know there were no other Jewish people living there. So they thought that because the prophet has been coming from our ancestors, as Yaqub alayhi salam, all the prophets of Bani Israel, so we go there and it will be one of us lucky persons that whose children or whose descendant will be a prophet. So they were living in Medina the Munawwara. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the announcement of the prophethood at the age of 40, and then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even migrated to Medina the Munawwara, instead of accepting and attaining such a glory and such closeness of Allah azza wa jal, the Jewish people became enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only for one reason. While they knew, like Abu Jahl, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prophet of Allah, is the messenger of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran, alladhina atainahumul kitaba ya'rifunahu kama ya'rifuna abna'ahum. Those people, these people of book, Christians and Jews at that time, they recognized. Only do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya'rifuna. Ya'rifuna is a very strong, or you could say form, advanced form of knowledge that there can be no doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that they know surely and clearly that you are the messenger of Allah, like they know their son. They cannot be confused about their son, that this is our son or not. If from a crowd, it's easily a person can distinguish his son. People will be hundreds of people, but he can distinguish his son within the crowd. He can never be confused. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these people, they know.
So the question arises that why, what is it then? Why did they not believe when they knew these Jewish people? They had nothing to do with Arabia. Now they are not living. They don't want to go in Arabia. They want to go in. They want to live in Israel, and they are doing zulm and oppression on Palestine. Confiscated their land, and they say, why did they leave all that that land and go to Madinatul Munawwarah? Yes, sir. The time before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, centuries before. So the answer to that is that they knew that the last prophet is going to come after Isa alayhi salam or after Musa alayhi salam. They did not believe in Isa alayhi salam. They did not believe in Jesus Christ here in this land. So when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Medina, they denied to accept him. They turned his teaching, his good news which he gave to them, that you are people of book, and people of book, if they become again, they believe in another prophet, the true prophet after, like Rasul Muhammad, Hazrat Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, they will get double reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like if people are born Muslims, they every amal they do, for example, they pray one prayer, they get reward of one prayer. They read one Quran, they're going to get reward of one Quran. But a person who is following a previous prophet, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam or Hazrat Jesus Christ or Moses, if he embraces Islam, his reward is doubled of every deed. If he does one Hajj, it's like he's done two Hajj. He gave 100 pounds, his reward will be written of 200 pounds. So after Allah فرمایا کہ جو اہل کتاب میں سے جو بندہ مسلمان ہوگا, person will come again Muslim, he'll believe in me, he will get. Now this good news is now available as well. So any Jewish person, any Christian person, now even today embraces Islam, this news is for him as well. That he will get double reward of every amal, meaning he will excel the born Muslims even. People who are at least today, his reward will, every amal will be double. Because they have been following a prophet before as well, they were people of book, and now they are following. But these people became the very rigorous and staunch enemies of Rasulullah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? One reason only. When they knew, they migrated for this decades before, and they knew that this is a messenger of Allah. Why? Same reason that Prophet Ibrahim had, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, one Ismail, another Isaac. The Jewish people, they are from, the old prophets are descendants of Isaac, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this descendant of Hazrat Ismail. So the prophet came from the children of Israel, Ismail. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from this progeny and this descendant of Hazrat Ismail. So Jews said, because of this reason, because he is not from children of Israel, we are not going to believe. It's a dishonor that why Allah did not send the prophet in us. So again, the thing which I am telling you, that in past this thing, this love of honor and arrogance and takabbur, it became an obstacle for them in spite of knowing that this is a messenger of Allah. So similarly, it applies to us as well. Today, people just knowing Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Prophet of Allah is not sufficiency. It will not suffice for a person to achieve salvation. It is then to believe and then practice his sunnah, practice his life. Because do you not know, Shaitan, the devil, he knows that all the prophets were true prophets. He's got no doubt in there. He's got no doubt whatsoever that any messenger is a messenger or not. He's 100% sure that he's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two Hazrat Prophet Adam, that they're all the prophets of Allah. He's 100% sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. He's 100% sure that there are angels, because he's been living in angels. He's been talking with angels. He's been conversing with angels. He's been learning and teaching angels, from angels and teaching them. He is 100% sure that paradise exists because he has been living in paradise at one time, in the presence, in the heavens. He has seen the hell, he has seen Angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and other things. So what, in spite of knowing all these things and having 100% he is sure, does not bring him any close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is not believing and he is not practicing the teachings. So never be in this superficial thinking that yes, I am born Muslim or I believe and I know that Allah is Allah and Prophet Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah and that is sufficient for my salvation. No, you have to believe, renew your faith, consciously say that. That's why testification is given. Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah, that I bear witness, I testify that there is no true God except Allah. And I bear witness, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and the messenger of Allah. So Abu Jahl was the family uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not believe because his leadership was in danger. Other people in Makkah, some of them did not believe. The Jewish people did not believe. The Christian did not believe because they also were somewhat jealous that why. Other people were saying that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make any person, a wealthy person, a prophet? When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, went to Taif for tabligh and to preach, those people said, now didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala find anyone else to make a prophet other than you? So they were thinking that they should be any rich person or leader of the nation should be a prophet. And Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, then ahum, that do they distribute the rahmats and the blessings and the mercy of Allah? Or do they know who I should make prophet or who I should not? Do I need telling or teaching from people that who is to become a prophet or messenger? It is so much so that Abu Jahl in the Battle of Badr, as I said, he was the full manifestation of Kibar. Jange Badr mein, he became wounded. Was zakhmi ho gaya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person should go and finish him off. He's the enemy of Allah in the war. That person should go and finish him off or kill him, that who does not have atoms weight, arrogance or kibar in his heart. So from the companion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wo banda jaye Abu Jahl ki gardan, wo utar sakta hai. Ab wo zakhmi pada hua hai, jiske dil mein zarra barabar bhi kibar nahi. Now no companion is getting up. Koi companion nahi ho raha, because as I say, that a person, awliya Allah and companion, they never themselves think that we are free from kibar. They know that they are striving. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself. This was a guarantee from revelation and from the blessed words of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this person is free from kibar. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiyallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood went there, and when he was to cut off his head, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood sat on him and he said to Abdullah ibn Masood that Abdullah, you are going to... Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood said that, what do you think about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, I knew he is the messenger, but I am not going to believe. He's near his death. This is kibar. This can actually keep people back from following Allah and his messenger. People, as I give you an example, on social relations, in marriage, at the time of death, at the time of dealing with people, sometimes we are just disobeying Allah and His Messenger because of the arrogance and kibar in them. that they think they will be dishonored, or we can sacrifice the command of Allah, but we have to fulfill this because our brotherly or our brothers and tribes and village people are saying this, we have to do this. Now as well. So Abu Jahl said to Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood that, oh Abdullah, where you cut my neck, cut it from below part, not from in the middle or here. Cut it from near the body. Abdullah bin Masood said that, why is it that you want that I am killing you and you want your neck to be cut from the below part, the lower part of the neck? He said, so that when my neck is, my head cut, when it's cut off and it's placed in between other heads of people who've been killed, so that people will know, okay, but this is a head of a leader. Ye kisi sardar ka sar hai. Usne kaha, Abu Jahl ne, ki mera sar jo hai, gardan mere niche karke kaatna, isliye ki jab saron mein mera sar pada ho, to pata chale ye kisi sardar ka sar hai. So a person cannot even imagine that how, that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person who will have an atom's weight of arrogance and kibar and love of greatness, he thinks himself is better than others, he is not going to enter paradise. Agar zarra barabar bhi kisi mein kibar hua, wo jannat mein nahi dakhil ho sakta. He will have to be purified. Either he purifies himself here, or otherwise he will be purified in the hellfire of that whatever blemish is left of kibar. When he is purified, then actually he will enter paradise. So ab dekhiye, Abu Jahl ko ilm hone ke bawajood, he was deprived. The Jewish people, they migrated, they sacrificed their children, their land where they used to live, but this thing, arrogance, became an obstacle just to accept them. So much so that Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari rahmatullah alayh, he was one of the companions of the helpers, the Ansar, who lived in Medina. His father, about 10, and if you go up in ancestor, his great, great, great grandfather, he also was dealing with Jewish people. They told him that that there will be a prophet, a messenger coming, and he will be migrating to this land, this city. So at that time, century before, he knew that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming here. He wrote a letter and he gave to his son, that my son, maybe I don't see the time of the last prophet, but if you see, say my salam to him, say that I believe on him and I believe on Allah, and say to him to pray for me. So he then, his son passed this letter to his son, and his son passing to him. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari was about the 10th person in that necessity. And he gave that letter to Rasulullah. And Prophet then prayed for his great grandfather. So this person, who was not from Jewish people, but just by listening from Jewish people that there is going to be a last prophet, and he's going to come, and this is what they listen. And those Jewish people even now are waiting for the last prophet. Some, they are waiting now. Even Christians, they also believe that last prophet, the Messiah, is going to come. They are Christians and Muslims, they both are one on this issue, that the Jewish people are waiting for a prophet coming, and they are going to entertain a leader amongst, leader from Syria or somewhere, and they are going to accept that person as a prophet, and he will end up becoming the Dajjal. They are going to accept the Dajjal, the Antichrist, the great imposter. So Christians and Muslims are unanimous on this issue, that the Dajjal will be from Jewish people, and also that these people will be accepting him as a Messiah. So they have the good news in their books, even Jewish people, that they are going to become a prophet. But now they are still waiting for him. And when they will accept him, and it will not be known to them, they will not know that this is the person who is the arch enemy of Jesus Christ and the prophets, and also of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will become their child. So now even they are waiting. Similarly, Hindus, they are also waiting. They also had good news of Prophet Muhammad s.a.w. very clearly written in their books. Jisko wo kehte hain na, Kalki Avatar, the great leader, the great prophet is going to come. Very clear signs are written, and they only fit to Prophet Muhammad s.a.w., not anyone else. They call him Kalki Avatar. That if Kalki Avatar aega, Kalki Avatar will come, and he will do this and he will do that. And all the signs which they have seen, that he will be in the land of Arab, that's what he will do, that's what his name will be, that's what his father name will be. It's all only fits Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But some of them, they believed. That's why there are millions of Hindus, they turned into Muslims as well, because they were given evidence from their books by the Sufiya Ikram, Holy Allah, and Sahaba Ikram, that this is the Prophet. And even their great, their scholar, now living scholar, Pandit, Hindu scriptures scholar, Pandit Ved Prakash, he has written a book. He is now living as well in India. The book is called Kalki Avatar, the name. And he has also concluded that this only, he says, he has said to Hindus, or Hindus, that actually there is no one going to come. It is only the person we are waiting, he has already come 1400 years ago, and it is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no other Kalki Avatar coming, because it does not suit these conditions, these signs. They do not actually fit on anyone else. They all fit on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In black and white he has written. So they also are actually in confusion. Christians, they also have good news of a person, of the last prophet coming, but they somehow manifested it or came to the conclusion that the Holy Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit which Jesus said that I will go and a comforter will come, and he cannot come until I go. And they say that this is the Holy Spirit. So they are all different. So in all religions you find the divinely revealed religion, because on every nation Allah Azza wa Jalla sent prophets and messengers. And that's why they are unanimous. That's why there is concept of one God, one Allah in all religions. So even Hindus, although they worship millions and millions of idols, but they also believe that they are small ones, there is one supreme being who they all were created by and who is supreme. Similarly, Christians, they also believe in one God, but they say that these three become one. Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that these three, they become one. But primarily they will say that we believe in one God, but that the one God has three parts. One is Jesus Christ, one is Holy Spirit, and one is... But they believe very, very clearly. And similarly, Sikhs, Jewish people, obviously they also believe in one God. So one God, the concept. So Islam actually clarifies all these doubts, that wherever humanity has been astray, led astray, it is because they have made either a statue a God or a person a God. This is God incarnate in this person, and he is our God. That's it. That's how people became deviated from the truth. But still you can find traces of truth in all religions that are about one God, one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Islam teaches one thing, and a person is never confused, that God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can never mix up with creation, and the creation can never mix up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they can never become one. Because Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, I have heard from scholars saying, and even the books in the written, that when he only spoke to Allah Azza wa Jal, jab unhone kalam kiya Allah Paak se, to Allah Paak ki tajalli, Allah Paak se wo ham kalam hona unka, there was such a light on his face, and it was such glowing that people could not see him. He had to keep a veil in front of him. If someone saw, they would become blind. اگر کوئی دیکھتا تو وہ اندھا ہو جاتا. حالانکہ انہوں نے اللہ پاک کو دیکھا بھی نہیں, صرف اللہ سے کلام کیا ہے, جس سے spoke with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and such glory which was shown to them. تو موسیٰ علیہ السلام نے صرف ریفلیکشن اور اصلیوں میں سے دی سچ spoke to اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, تو ان میں اتنا اثر تھا ان کے چہرے میں کہ لوگ دیکھ نہیں سکتے تھے. People could not see. And his wife, his blessed wife, in the book different names come. One of the name is Safura, Hazrat Safura. She was so much curious that she said, I want to see. She loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously, and her husband Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. She said, I want to see, O Musa, some reflection of your face. O my husband, I want to see. So Musa alayhi salam said that you will lose your sight. She said, it doesn't matter, I will save one eye, but I want to see that glory. Now that noor which came and which you were blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has connection with Allah azza wa jalla, I want to see. So she put her hand on one of her eyes, and Musa alayhi salam unveiled his face. And when she saw, she was so much impressed and intoxicated with love and glory that she immediately removed her other hand as well. She could not tolerate it. She could not keep it there. It was such an enjoyable vision. She knowing that I will lose her. And then both her sides she lost. Just to see the face of Musa alayhi salam, which he was blessed with the vision, the kalam or the speech of Allah azza wa jal. And then he went to meet on Kuhitu. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, Allah azza wa jal says that whoever will sacrifice anything for me, I will compensate him with more better thing and many better things, not even one. You spend one life for Allah, Allah gives you life forever, forever and ever. You spend. Similarly, she sacrificed her vision for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is your decision. Now then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with such a vision again, that with that vision she could see Musa alayhi salam day and night, and she was affected. Phir wo din raat Musa alayhi salam ko usi aankhon se dekhti thi, usko kuch nahi hua. Other people still could not see. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never skips anyone's sacrifice, anyone's effort, and just effort and sacrifice, but Allah Azza wa Jal compensates and rewards them. Then Hazrat Ismail, you have done, people have done sacrifice and Eid, Qurbani di hai logo ne. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala only asked Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his son. But his son was not sacrificed. Although he was instructed, he did, from his point of view, he had sacrificed his son. He had closed his eyes and he was cutting the neck of his son. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent a lamb or ram actually instead of that. Allah Subhanahu did not accepted his qurbani, but he did not let Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. So Allah Pak kehte hai rahmat e haq bahana bhi joid bahana bhi joid, the rahmat e haq, that Allah's mercy wants, does not want to annihilate you, does not want to discomfort you, but it's only one the slight effort from you, and then Allah Subhanahu blesses that person. This is why Allah Subhanahu is not in need of anything. God is not in need of anything. He is not in need of praise. He is not in need of we thanking Him. He is not in need of worship. And there is no deficiency or lackness in His prayers. Uski khazano mein koi kami nahi. If everyone becomes a kutub or a wali, Allah Subhanahu can turn anyone, give everyone what they want. And He has mentioned in the hadith as well. حدیث قدسی میں اللہ پاک نے فرمایا کہ الو اولکم, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ mentioned one حدیث قدری, حدیث قدسی, that اللہ, this حدیث قدسی means that when اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ says to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that you say on my behalf, this is the saying of the مفہوم, the meaning is of اللہ عز و جل, the words are of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if the first of you, any abnegan can include human beings, even animals, even angels, even jinnat, that they come together from since creation before Adam alayhi salam, who have died. وہ سارے فرمایا ایک میدان میں کٹھے ہو جائیں. وَجِنَّكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ, the men and the jinn, and the children and the old, سب مخلوق جتنے بھی ہیں وہ ساری ایک میدان میں جمع ہو جائے. In one field, one plane, they are together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And they all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, that what ask whatever you want. Ask whatever you want. So everyone, whatever they can ask, the greatest thing they can ask, they want, I want 1 million paradise greater than a clear. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever they want to ask. There is no limit. And they ask at one time, in one few seconds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will listen to them in the same time and give them immediately whatever they have asked. And there will be no shortage or deficiency or shortcoming in my treasures, as if you dip a head of a needle in the sea, and how much water it actually is less now. Still this is less, maybe one drop is less, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in my treasures, mere khazano mein itni bhi kami, not even that kind of a deficiency is occurred in my treasures. So we should not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need of anything, but so only Allah Azawajal has created us. Don't you see, human beings, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding the creation? The ants chal rahe hain zameen mein, the animals living, the sea is filled with fishes and such fish and such reptiles and other living things that we have never seen them even. Such colorful things. Who is feeding? Who are they living on? Who looks after them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after them. When He wants, they die. When He wants, they live. Angels are fed by Allah azza wa jalla. Their feeding is zikr. Makhlooq, dusri bhi, other creation. Who is sustaining? Dekhna, ek tsunami disaster is created by just, they say that one plate just actually banging on the other plate, the plates in the earth. But who is holding the heavens and earth? They say gravity. So who created the gravity? Who created the gravity to hold? So all the scientific interpretations which they come, remember the scholars say that they only tell you how they occur, how earthquakes occur, how tsunamis occur, how disasters occur, how these storms occur, but they don't tell you why, remember. They always tell you, they can tell you how this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. But why, what was the prime reason behind it? Then they cannot. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and He controls. So all that's our earth, but the full solar system and the heavens and the glory. And it comes in the books that Sulaiman alayhi salam was a prophet and a king. The ulama has written, he was the prophet, Hazrat Sulaiman, the son of Prophet David. He was prophet and king, and he said that, O Allah, that you have blessed me with such a kingdom, such a glory, that you have blessed no one. Because he did a prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di, innaka antal wahhab. O Allah, grant me such a kingdom that no one after me will be given that kingdom. And you are the grace bestower, innaka antal wahhab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him the rule over shayateen, even jinnat, the air, the wind, the birds, the animals, fully manifestation. People could see day and night that his control of the world. So he said, O Allah, that you have blessed me with such a ni'mat and blessing. Please let me thank you that you have all creation of earth is under my control. And I want to thank you in a form that I want to invite animals, birds, for a big dawah, big invitation for meal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, Sulaiman, my prophet, I have accepted your thanks, but it is sufficient that I am feeding them all. But he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's all given by you, I am not doing anything, but I want to prepare a big dawah, a food dawah for everyone, all creation. So Hazrat Sulaiman Alaihissalam commanded Allah, okay, then if it's your the request and is your desire, you do so. So he, for months and months, he asked Jinnat, and they with great cauldrons the size of, you can say, Ashton town center, they were cooking food and bringing food from all over the earth and there, and they were cooking and cooking and cooking. And the big plain field at a beach beside the sea, they placed the food. And then Sulaiman said that every day I will do a dawat of all these things. Thereafter, actually, they will come and eat. Just to offer thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a good desire of a prophet, that he wants to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although all the ni'mat and blessings of him. So he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, send me the first guest amongst the creation want you to send. So Allah, so they say that they, in the books, it is mentioned that an animal, a fish-like animal, came out of the sea and it ate all of the food which Sulaiman alayhi salam had prepared for all creation. One of it ate everything. So Sulaiman alayhi salam fell down in sajda and frustration, in humbleness, and said that, oh Allah, it is you who are feeding and sustaining all the universe. We cannot. Mara to, yani kya hai? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a his name Al-Mutakabbir, he is the great, which you say every azan, Allahu Akbar. So I said to you that human beings who are bereft of divine revelation, they are in pursuit of these two things: ek bada banna, kibar, and secondly, shahwa. Now the other dimension of becoming a great person is that a person should, this is a great, more subtle shaitanic idea and shaitanic teaching, that a person can pursue this greatness through religiosity or becoming a religious person. For example, becoming a scholar, he is still pursuing that I want to be known as great scholar. I am the akhle kul, or I am the absolute intellect, and everyone is wrong and I am right, because I know this and I have this asset. Well, the scholars, they did not have the great scholar. They were humble, they would give their dalail, but they never said to others that they are 100% wrong, but they considered maybe we are wrong, when they were not sure. They were not adamant on that. Or a person can become pious, and he can, through piety, he can try to strive. If main nek ban jaun, to logon mein meri izzat hogi. People will honor me. So he is still doing the same thing as a pop star doing. The difference is only that he is, the pop star is singing and dancing and ye namaz or ibadat pad raha hai. There will be no difference in that they are both away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But maybe this person is more serious. The situation of this person is more serious, because the person who is singing and dancing and inviting people, at least he will understand that I am doing something wrong. He knows that I am doing something wrong. But this person, under the disguise of religiosity and piety, he is also walking devil's footsteps. That's why Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayha said, when she was going with one of her students and disciples, and she passed such a person, who was playing tricks, like in circus, in other matters, walking on the rope and showing different kind of tricks to people. Then she said to the people who were with her, she said that this person who is showing people these matters, he is better than you. He is better than many amongst you. And they say that, oh, day and night we are praying and we are doing righteous things, and our Shaykh and our Murshid have said that this person, a joker, is better than us. How is it that? So they kept quiet when they came back, and in Majlis, Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullah said that I sat there and you, many of them, you did not accept by heart what I said. But this person who is showing tricks and he's a joker and he's getting people together, he's earning dunya. He's earning dunya, a worldly material, worldly wealth. But how is he earning dunya? How is he earning wealth? He's earning dunya by dunya. by giving them, by showing them a trick of dunya, he is just showing a trick to them or walking on the rope. He is step chal raha hai duniya ke zariye ye duniya kama raha hai. He is earning duniya by the means of duniya. But he said, you people, many of you, you are earning duniya, you are also getting money from people and tricking people, but through religiosity and piety and righteousness, that you are religious and you are piety and you have come under the disguise and clothing of piety, and you are defrauding people. And people think that you are pious while you are actually not, and you are also defrauding them. So you are earning dunya through deen. You are selling the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are earning dunya. So sometimes this is a more subtle, a tactic of shaitan. So we should be aware of that. Yes, alhamdulillah, mashallah, you come to zikr, aap namaz ki taraf aa rahe hain, zikr ki taraf aa rahe hain, but it is my duty to inform you that still in this form and this place and this attitude, shaitan can be successful and he can take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by thinking all other people are bad, I am good, and you pretend to be overrule other people, that we are pious and that's it, and look down upon other people, and then thinking that yes, other people should respect you. You see, Rasulullah said, that's why I also ask you as well, that I also am a fill of these all evils, that Prophet said, a person who desires that people should stand up for him, he shall find his place in hellfire. That jis bande ki ye khwahish ho ke bande uske liye khade ho. Now you accept, you stand up when your parents come, when your teachers come, when you go, you know. But the parents and other people, they themselves should not have this desire. If they have that desire, Rasulullah said that this means they have kibar in them, and this means that they are going to be, and he said that they should find a place in somewhere in hellfire, meaning that there is no place in paradise for them. تو خود نہیں خواہش کرنی چاہیے کہ کوئی میرے لیے کھڑا ہو, کوئی مجھے سلام کرے. If people do, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. Someone says salam to you first, he'll get more reward. You answer him, تو آپ کو بھی اجر ملے گا. Someone respects him. But yes, you should not have that desire. You should have desire that yes, you should actually respect other people. And that will be, inshallah, better for you. It will cut severe the tactics and deceptions of shaitan, and it will make you a better servant and slave or abd of Allah. And this is more closer to servitude, meaning that we are created a servant, so it suits us to be servants as well. We don't know when our food is being digested, when our heart is pumping blood, what speed it is, all controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I look after all these things. You are given the responsibility to choose between good and evil and practice goodness with the body, with the mind, whatever I have given you. And I will reward you infinitely forever and ever. But if you don't, then there is a severe punishment, and no one will be able to save a person from Allah except actually by Allah's permission. JazakAllah. Any question or comment anyone wants to make before we finish? So next week, inshallah, like last week we discussed that a person should not hate the people, the sinners, but a person should hate the sins which they do, not hating the person. Never ever hatred towards the person, for the sinful person should come. That as a person, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabar Rahmatullah, you say, well, we do well. It is very wrong that first you see a person doing sin, the first thing you hate is the person rather than the sin. While it should be the opposite. The person never hated, the sin hated. So, inshallah, continuing with those teaching, I intended to also elaborate and mention some teachings of Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani Rahmahullah as well on this that regarding with sinful people, or you think apparently who are sinful, what, how you should deal with them. So inshallah we will continue with them. But this information which I gave you today, it is necessary to know before, then you know that as well. But this is a very dangerous attitude that shaitan can still... You see, shaitan, he became a victim of this disease, that he was pursuing honor and fame, wo bhi takabbur aur badai ki talash mein tha, but through worship and through piety, not through dunya. Wo koi sadr nahi bana, koi wazir-e-azam nahi bana, prime minister nahi bana, na koi governor bana, na military leader bana, but he was worshipping day and night, becoming righteous. But under the disguise of righteousness, he was pursuing honor and glory. So when that honor and glory was given to Adam alayhi salam, so he said, I am not worshipping as well. Oh Allah, be your worship, keep your worship with you. Finish, I'm going. He was not true in the first day. Because if he was worshipping for Allah, then it doesn't matter. Allah said, bow down towards Adam alayhi salam. Person is not bothered. Because that is deen, that is religion. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him, sacrifice your son. Unhone to nahi kaha, oh Allah, why shall I sacrifice my son? It is a great sin to do that. But sin is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So he was also a victim. Wo bhi isi ka ek wo shikar ho gaya ke wo bhi mazhabi zariye se aur neki ke zariye se badhai chahta tha. To Allah Taala ne usko gira diya. Shaitan bhi nahi is tarah. To aap log alhamdulillah, mashallah, you are pious and righteous people. I think mashallah that you do not do worldly sin, but maybe inshallah religious through piety and religiousness, shaitan sometimes can come to people and he can. That's why people become jealous with each other and they fall in mosque. You see, when they, I don't remember exactly then that how one person was saying. I think in a cassette I heard American speaker, he was saying that when people in mosques, they have a committee meeting. A masjid mein dekhen, a committee meeting, masjid mein, in a mosque. It's a religious place, a piety place, a people should sit comfortably. That they all want pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they sit quietly and running the mosque in to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in most mosques, he said that it is like announcement, could be ultimate, okay, third world war only. Sitting here, the secretary, dear president. I think President Bush, jitna wo bhi utna shout nahi karta jitna mass committees mein people actually shout between each. And all they are saying, same time they are claiming that we are pious and righteous. Haan, main to Allah ke liye kar raha hoon. Main to masjid ke liye kar raha hoon. To bhai, sabse masjid se bhi keemti, more valuable than the mosque is the Muslim brother sitting next to you. In there. If you can disgrace him, agar uski bezati kar di hai, تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ مکہ سے کعبہ سے بھی زیادہ عزت مسلمان کی زیادہ ہے. یہ کیا اللہ کو راضی کرنا ہوا ہے کہ مسلمانوں کو تو شاؤٹ کر رہا ہے بندہ, ہی از ناٹ ڈوئنگ دس, ہی از ناٹ ڈوئنگ, وہ منافق ہو گیا ہے, ہی از دس اینڈ دیٹ, بیکاز آئی ایم دی ٹرو سنسیئر فالوور آف اللہ اینڈ اہلی. دیٹ از کمپلیٹلی شیطانک ایٹیٹیوڈ. اس میں تو یہ ہے نا کہ جھکے پر, نو ون وانٹس لیڈرشپ. دیٹ از یو وانٹ کم ان دا ہاؤس آف اللہ, یو وانٹ ٹو بیکم اے پریزیڈنٹ. Why to you? Tuf hai us bande par. That who says that where a person come, this is the only place where a person comes for worship and going down and lowly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agar kisi ne bana diya hai, if other people have made him, okay, yes, he should serve. Agar wo kahe, haan, mujhe vote do, because I become general secretary. Na'udhu billah. Ye Allah ka ghar hai, ya, what is it that person trying to achieve? Usko kahan Allah pa kahe, mere ghar mein bhi tum takabbar kiya. Log to bahir takabbar karte hain. باہر لڑتے ہیں, لڑائیاں ہوتی ہیں, اینڈ دے بیکم الیکشن لڑتے ہیں, دے ڈو الیکشن کمپین. یو ان مائی ہاؤس یو آر ٹرائنگ ایلیویٹ یور سیلف ریگارڈنگ مائی پلیس, ان مائی پلیس اینڈ پرسوئنگ مائی کلوزنس. تو شیطان از سکسیسفل آن بوتھ پیپل. سم ٹائم پیپل ہو آر پرسوئنگ تھرو الیکشن, پاپ اسٹار, فلم اسٹار, پیسے کما رہے ہیں, چوری کر رہے ہیں, فراڈ کر رہے ہیں لوگ بڑا بننے کے لیے, کہ میری کوٹھی یا میرا مکان دوسرے سے بڑا بڑا جائے. سو ان بنگلہ دیش فار ایگزامپل, ون وڈ سے دیٹ مائی بردر اور دیٹ پرسن ہیز اے بگ ہاؤس, پیلس لائک ہاؤس, اینڈ آئی ڈونٹ ہیو, سو آئی ہیو ٹو ڈیفراڈ سم ون ٹو میک ہاؤس ایکول ٹو ہیم, ادر وائز آئی ول بی لو.
in front of him.
This is shaitanic thinking. A person is not elevated through it. Iske zariye se izzat nahi milti. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazrat Mainuddin Chishti, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabaw, Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, unki izzat is wajah se thi ke wo bahut bade ameer bande the, that they were great wealthy people. Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ used to work as a laborer in a garden before his khilafah, in a garden of a Jewish person. Once Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم did not have anything to eat, Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ went and he drove water on labor of a Jewish person, a Yehudi, so he picked up 50 or 60 buckets and he gave him a handful of dates and he brought to Rasulullah. But at the same time, Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, king of Awliya Allah, walayat ke badshah, a person cannot become a wali until actually he believes in him and he goes by his teaching and truth, and Rasulullah, he is the door of my, I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is that door of that city. Because I cannot enter the, what you call the house of Balayat until actually he believes and he has a love of Sayyidina Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, and he is also his son, Imam Hassan and Hussain. But he was a laborer in a Jewish, so unko izzat is wajah se hai, but I want great wealth, or actually other things. Yes, a person can a million, become a millionaire. Aap lakhpati banje, crorepati banje, there's nothing wrong. But don't do it because you are in pursuit of honor because of that. Ki aap izzat badhana chahte uske zariye. Uske zariye izzat nahi badhegi. How many millionaires are there? I, as you know, work in Manchester. Very rich people going here. When their people see their, unki jo dekhte hain makan, or their wealth, they're spitting. They say, oh, what he thinks he is. But in front of them, he has come here and very respectful. And then after they turn their face, they are just abusing and swearing and taunting them. Because they think that dunya to ye le gaya, hamare paas nahi hai. So people will never love you if you have been pursuit of them. If you want, Rasulullah SAW said, if you want people to love you and Allah to love you, dunya ki mohabbat dil se nikal do. Clear the heart and love of dunya, then people will love. Because people also want this pursuit. So I have indicated towards shaitanic some of his tactics and his ways he deludes people, worldly people and religious people as well. So religious people are more in danger because he himself has become a victim of that. Wo khud bhi isi ka shikar ho gaya. Agar wo jhuk jata, what he had done, although he bowed down to Adam al Islam, today maybe he would have become a king of angels. Wo farishton ka matlab ek sardar hota shayad aaj. Kitna bada maqam uska hota. Hum yahan kehte hain, shaitan, that person amongst jinnat, a living person in the heavens. Hum kehte hain, kya baat hai. But this evil actually took him down. So I don't want this evil to take me and yourself down. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable me and you to save ourselves from this evil. And this, the cure of this evil is in the course of self-purification. It can never come by reading books or listening to speeches or going on the internet or doing anything else. If anyone wants cure, they will have to do the tazkiyah. Then it will be cured. It cannot be cured by itself. People have tried in the past, they failed. Shaitan had tried itself. Shaitan said, I myself can become pious. I don't want a teacher. Usne kaha, main murshid nahi hai, mera koi peer nahi hai. Main khud hi peer hoon apna. I am knowledgeable. Mujhe bada ilm hai. Ab dekhen kya hoga. He can be, he's not purified. Ibadat ne usko saaf nahi kiya. Jannat mein chala gaya, phir bhi uska dil saaf nahi hua. Haan, agar wo usko koi jinnat mein se hi, amongst jinnat even he would have found a bali or a spiritual master, they would have cleared him. Unko saaf ho jata udhar. But because he, his head down, he was doing his own thing. Like many people, when they become religious, they are just in the end, they don't want to listen to the imam of the mosque or any other person. They say, we know better now because newly we have come into Islam, or newly we have become pious and righteous, taking a book from here, going on the internet and say, yes, these all are wrong, I am right, I know the now the right way, etc., etc. And then the end result is disaster. Any question, any comment, as I said, if you want to ask before we finish.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in this world and hereafter for your time and effort.